Students, welcome to the third podcast information session on introduction and background of your proposed study. My name is Dr. Junior Masabata Rangkora Maidi. I'm your primary lecturer for DPEDU 01 and LPEDU 91. The purpose of this podcast is to guide you in planning the introduction and background to your proposed research. Introduction. The introduction to the proposal orients the reader to the problem under study. The introduction has three parts. Firstly, you need to provide a statement of the problem. This statement sets out the general reasons that the research area is important. You might indicate the incidences of the problem, its relevance, the need for theory testing, the knowledge gap, some contradictory previous research, inappropriate methods, prevalence statistics, and so on. All these are concerns that will help you make your case here. The second section of the introduction sets out the purpose of the proposed study. This can be brief and simply clarifies how your proposed study will address the problem you have identified. The last part of the introduction is a statement of the research question or hypothesis. This is a statement of the problem and a review of sources sets the stage for the research question or hypothesis. The main purpose of the introduction is to provide the necessary background to or history of the problem identified. The introduction places your research in the context of either current or older issues that still remain viable. It provides the contemporary context in which your proposed question occupies the central stage. Finally, in your introduction, identify key studies in your discipline and refer to the most relevant and representative publications. Background. The introduction clearly gives the background of your proposed research, usually starting from a broad picture and narrowing in on your research question. The background of the study spells out how the problem emerged, its social and educational context, and its importance within the discipline. In short, the entire topic of the research is briefly introduced along with related concepts. The background presents an argument that justifies your choice of the topic and the way you have chosen to address it. The background gives the reviewer the most general aspects of your topic and gradually narrows it down until it implies your research questions or hypotheses. Provide the general context for your proposed study. Critically evaluate the current research in the field to provide specific reasons why your proposed study will make a contribution to the literature. This has two related parts. Firstly, you want to show some deficiency in the literature. This may, one, involve some weakness in previously used methods, two, build on or extend previous research, and or three, show how new knowledge will help theoretically or practically. Secondly, on the basis of your critique of the existing literature, show why your proposed study is the best way to investigate the question. Justification. As you review studies, discuss the specific limitations in the trustworthiness or internal or external validity. Describe what needs to be done differently to improve on the body of knowledge. This provides the specific basis for the importance or significance of your study. If you are proposing a quantitative study, give the rationale for the hypothesis you are proposing. Briefly summarize the main points of the review. The task is to determine what general conclusions do or do not follow from the literature reviewed. If the majority of studies support the same or similar conclusions, they can be drawn more confidently than if the evidence is mixed. When there's a mixed evidence, be sure to qualify your conclusions as appropriate. A good way to know if you have succeeded here is to determine if your reader is able to guess your hypothesis based on this section. State your hypothesis clearly. If your proposal suggests directional hypothesis, write them this way. If the literature is ambiguous, write them as non-directional hypotheses. The introduction and background section to the proposal should set the stage for your research question in a sensible way as to show its necessity and importance. This will enable readers to understand what you intend to research and why this is significant. But without detail contained in the main parts of the proposal, the background to the proposed study will address the issue of why the research is important, what other studies have taken place in this area, how your research will add to knowledge in this area, what you as a researcher want to find out, what the main question you wish to answer is, what the specific questions you will ask to address the main questions are. The introduction generally covers the following elements of research. Statement of the problem. This is the heart of the proposal, normally a sentence long or at most a paragraph. This is all that is required to describe exactly what the problem is. A research problem is the situation that causes the researcher to feel apprehensive, confused, and ill at ease. Research starts with problem identification and ends with a solution to a problem. There are many problem situations that may give rise to research. There are three main sources that contribute to problem identification. One's own experience or the experience of others may be a source of problem supply. A second source could be scientific literature. You may read about certain research findings and notice that some aspects of your discipline were not covered or not covered substantially. This could lead to a research problem. Theories could be a third source. Shortcomings in theory could be researched further. Research can thus be aimed at clarifying or substantiating an existing theory, at clarifying contradictory findings, at reconciling conflicting opinions, or at solving existing practical problems. Identifying a problem. Anyone planning to undertake research should think about what gave rise to the need to do the research, that is, problem identification. The question that one should ask oneself is, are there questions about this problem to which answers have not been found as yet? Research originates from a need that arises. At this point, perhaps it will be proper to indicate that there is a clear distinction between the problem and the purpose. The problem is the aspect of the researcher that thinks about and wants to find a solution to. The purpose of the study, on the other hand, is to solve the problem, that is to find answers to the research questions. The research problem should be stated in such a way that it would lead to analytical thinking on the part of the researcher, with the aim of researching possible concluding solutions to the stated problem. A research problem can be stated in the form of either a research question or a hypothesis. Research question or hypothesis. Research questions. Your research question is the next critical element of your research proposal. A research question defines the proposal, guides your arguments and inquiry, and provokes the interest of the readers. If your question does not work well, no matter how strong the rest of the proposal is unlikely to be convincing. To formulate a strong research question, you will need time and you will need to consider what drew you to your topic in the first place. Research questions should clearly demonstrate the relevance of research to the community, sector, or scholarly literature and debates. Research questions need to be clearly doable. Writing a research question is an iterative process, and such concerns need to be carefully considered in your research design. Hypothesis. Hypothesis is an informed preliminary explanation or postulate by the researcher of what he or she considers will be the outcome of the proposed study. The hypothesis implies a proposed answer to a problem. Motor 1998 states that a hypothesis is a statement postulating a possible relationship between two or more phenomena or variables. Guy, on the other hand, says that a hypothesis is a statement describing a phenomenon or specifying a relationship between two or more phenomena. If you use a hypothesis instead of the research question. Then inserting it, indicate whether it is a statistical or non-statistical hypothesis. If statistical, indicate at what level of statistical significance it will be accepted or rejected. Aims and objectives. Aims are broad statements of desired outcomes or the general intentions of the research, which emphasize what is to be accomplished, not how it is to be accomplished, and they should reflect the aspirations and expectations of the research topic. Objectives, on the other hand, are the steps you are going to take to answer your research question. Objectives emphasize how aims are to be accomplished. They should be highly focused and feasible. They should address the more immediate project outcomes, should make accurate use of concepts, and are sensible and precisely formulated. And lastly, objectives are usually numbered so that each objective reads as an individual statement to convey your intention. Rationale or motivation for the study. This answers the question of how this study is conducted. If why is answered properly, then the rationale is a strong one. For a strong rationale, the identified research gaps will convey why the research is conducted. Significance or contribution of the study. The significance of the study refers to the potential contribution of the study to the improvement of practice or to the study's theoretical contribution. The significance of a proposed study can also be written in terms of the critique of pertinent literature, showing what the literature has contributed and what it has missed. All in all, the whole idea of research significance is to demonstrate the intended contribution of the research, that it will contribute to the existing knowledge in practice, policy, or theory. If applicable to policy areas, it will make a contribution to new policy guidelines. It should be of practical relevance in the education sector. It might contribute to the development of research methods by applying existing methods in new or unique circumstances. And it would contribute to information that can be used to solve real-world problems. Thus, the significance of the study indicates why the proposed study is important and the contribution it will make to the body of knowledge in that discipline. A clear statement of significance may indicate the expected contribution or outcomes to be a new theory, a new model, or a solution to a practical problem. Limitations and delimitation of the research. In any research, it is not possible to cover all aspects of one's area of interest, variables, populations, methods. Thus, a study always has certain limitations. Limitations are those conditions beyond the control of the researcher that may place restrictions on conclusions. At times, the tool to be used is not revalidated. This itself becomes a limitation of the study. Delimitation, on the other hand, indicates boundaries of the study or the scope of the study. It is usually helpful to indicate what your study will not cover. Definition of terms. Every research study involves a certain kind of technical terms which have some special connotation in the context of the study. Hence, it is always desirable to define such key words. The same words may have different connotations to people, especially if they work in various disciplines. List and clarify or define the main words and concepts that you will use in your research. It may also be useful to provide a list of abbreviations or acronyms with their full names. Let's recap. In this podcast series on introduction and background, I included the statement of the problem, research questions or hypothesis, aims and objectives of the proposed study, rationale or motivation for undertaking the proposed study, and definition of the study, significance of study or expected contribution of the study. In conclusion, I trust that you have found this podcast series helpful in planning the introduction and background of your proposed study. Our next broadcast will be on literature review. Thank you.